Charles, I'm reading here in the paper that the Queen Mother travels with her own toilet seat. And we, Charles, are forced to use anyone. I want my own seat as well, Charles. If she has a goat skin seat, I believe I'd like a lamb skin seat next to my bum. Diana, first of all, we all can't carry personal toilet seats. She's the Queen Mother, after all. Suppose we all had individual ones. If you have one, then I should have one. And then Andy and Fergie will want one. We'll need a separate plane just to carry the bloody toilet seat. And then imagine how it'll look when we show up for a dignitary. TV cameras there. Here comes the royal family, and now here comes the entourage bearing 16 toilet seats. Diana, wake up.
Charles, I insist, if it's good enough for the Queen Mother, if she refuses to plant her derriere any place other than sanctified ground, I think the same should hold true for me.
Diana, for crying out loud, she's a senile old woman. She wants to travel with her own toilet seat, won't bloody well let her. I refuse, do you hear me?
Charles, I shall not set foot in another country unless I have a personalized kimono.
All right then, Diana. If you'd like your own toilet seat, you realize, of course, that I will have to measure your bum for proper fit. Maybe it's not such a bad idea after all. As you know, I've never seen you naked, darling, and this is my perfect opportunity. You want your own personalized lambskin seat, you'll have to drop foul.
And let you measure and savor my derriere.
Exactly, Diana. I've waited years for this.
Never mind, Charles. No way. I would rather relieve myself in an Esso restroom with 2 inches of water on the floor than allow you to see me new, Charles.
The opinions expressed on the Grease Man Show do not necessarily reflect those of the radio station. Hey, come on, a guy needs a checkup from the neck up. The Grease on DC 101.